The scary part is, and before we hit to the scary part about that is, Kanye West's black children are going to learn more about black culture from their once amateur porn star mother, whose family revolves around destroying black men. All because Kim Kardashian found a way to free multiple black people from jail. Like, in a power scaling situation where Kanye West, who has done more for black people in the zeitgeist, Kim Kardashian rises above Kanye West because she's freed people from prison, black people from prison. It's a surreal world we're living in, honestly.
Money.
Jesus, can we get on this camera, load up all the shows, 8 o'clock at night, Central Standard Time, on a Tuesday. Kanye West did this yesterday. I plan on releasing the video tonight. It would be so easy for me to get on here, point to the screen, say fanatic bullshit about how bad Kanye West is, and even use the line. I thought this line was so funny at the moment when I wrote it. I wrote it down. Like, this delinquent, absolved child who had never been loved, with his big neck, fat head, back up singing ass coon. That it would have been easy for me to just come up and just start calling him and berating him all the while. But we're better than this, right? Right? We're better than this.
Oh, yeah!
Not only are we better than this, we come here with a purpose. Because it's easy to try and solve the symptoms when you know that there's a root cause analysis. So let's talk about it. Like, what made this a thing? You know, was he born in it, really?
I was born in it. Molded by it.
So, I'll come back to this scene. Remember this moment in time. But we're not here to talk about the symptoms. We're here to talk about the disease. Let's talk about the disease, shall we? In 2020, this is when some of the signs and symptoms showed up. But it was really in 2016, or whenever his mother died, that the disease started. And the disease is mental. But when you have found a way, and maybe this might be controversial as hell to say, but when you found a way to monetize your mental disability, you can no longer lean on that mental disability. Am I wrong? Aww. Am I wrong? Does that make me a bad person for what I just said? If you have a mental disability and you lean heavily on that mental disability, yo, I don't really think you can call that a mental disability anymore. Oh, well, you probably call it a mental disability, but you can't lean on it for support. You can't traumatize the people who are trying to help you, man. I read a comment that said he only uses black card when it's to discredit Kim and Boosie. Said that he doesn't care about black people, reference to his George, you know, that absolutely. Kanye West does not care about black people. And that's why it's super important for us not to get mad at this, at the White Lives Matter shirt, because that's what he wants us to do. Kanye West is interested in black people wearing his stuff so white kids will pay for his stuff. Because if black people are talking about it, it's part of the culture zeitgeist. But back in 2020, when he was in debt, $53 million, he started going on a plethora of campaign rallies and a failed presidential campaign to basically raise money. And when the tax returns come out, I can't wait. He ran as an independent, but it happened to have a GOP campaign manager, GOP financial advisor, and a GOP social media curtailer. He was an implant to kind of get people, black people, or not even black people, but white people too, to vote for him as an independent if he could get registered to take votes away from Democrats. He was a plant. In retrospect, it's easy to see because ever since this happened, we ain't seen Yee on the campaign trail. He could easily be running again, but instead he's walking through mud in expensive clothes. To be rich and annoying is a thing, right? It's super annoying. But Kanye West isn't anyone to be fantasizing over. He is a
beta.
So let's talk more about some of his ploys. Because as you dig deeper, you will find more things. Kanye West's company granted millions in coronavirus stimulus. A self-proclaimed billionaire who had, notice the tense, Adidas deals and a Gap deal and a newly found revenue in the Republican Party is now taking money from the poor. For everyone who said some dumb shit to Brett Favre, come talk to your own people. I'll say this again. Stop trying to discipline people who were designed to break the rules. The rules were made for us. It wasn't made for them. And if you're thinking to yourself, why are we holding ourselves accountable? Because when we do it, it actually has a rolling effect on us. A rolling effect on us. We've been in bondage in this country for a long time. We've learned to live with it. Kanye West doing it after saying some dumb shit like we chose slavery? The hypocrisy. If you can't hold both sides accountable, you can't complain about one side. So here I am holding myself accountable. What did he need $1 million in stimulus checks? He was living in the buckfuck of nowhere. Between him berating his ex-wife, threatening her boyfriend, becoming an abysmal, dislocated, and dysfunctional father figure, and all around just annoying person, what business was he doing that he needed $1 million? Donda was not the business, I hope, because that album was trash. Clap it. We know it was bad. So bad. PPP loans are available for companies with fewer than 500 employees. They are avoided if the company spend the money on eligible costs and retain staff during the coronavirus pandemic. Loans are reduced if the company cuts full-time employees or pay by more than 25%, according to survey, which listed 160 employees reported $1.5 billion in revenue last year. What does a person who had $1.5 billion in revenue need $1 million for? Maybe because Kanye West Yeezy terminates deal with Gap. A king can't live in someone else's castle. All right. Hey, the sentiments is fine. The sentiments is fine. But do you trust Kanye West to make the most per two decisions? Like, do you honestly think Kanye West has the savviness to handle this type of things? Because back in the day, he told Sway he didn't have the answers, right?
Show him who's the new boss in town.
He now plans to sell the Yeezy brand directly to consumers, something he argued about with radio host Sway back in 2013.
Or why don't you empower yourself and don't need them and do it yourself?
Ha, Sway!
Take a few steps back to go.
You ain't got the answers, man!
Was he right?
You know what? I will go ahead and say Sway had the answer.
Of course Sway had the answer. Because unless Kanye West has built a factory where his shoes can be made, published, or not even published, distributed, made, packaged, and distributed. That's what you're doing with this with Adidas. He wanted to sell $200 sweaters at the Gap.
He wanted to sell $200 sweaters at the Gap and was furious when the sweaters came out to $20. It was literally, this is what hurt his feelings the most about the Gap situation. The Gap business folks said what all the other folks were saying. Why would anyone pay that much money for a trash bag? A beat up hoodie. I got tons of beat up hoodies in the corner. He is beyond childish. It's crazy how he doesn't listen to anybody. And it's almost to his own detriment. Because not only is he doing this with Gap, as mentioned in the video, he's also doing this with Adidas. And he's going to let the contract expire out. Right? So he started going manic when he needed money. He turned to the Republican Party. That's where the Trump hack came from, right? Make America great. He reached a status. He became very comfortable. But now this, between the separation, the child support, the loss of a few contracts, you know, ye might be in a hurting position. And while I'm never here to count what's in anybody's pocket, if you flaunt it, I'll talk about it. And this is the ultimate catalyst. 20 outrageous purchases that led to Kanye West's debt. Full circle, baby. We tell stories here, baby. I love it. I can solve the world's problem. I'm convinced. I can solve the world's problem. Oh my goodness. But the models. Of course the models are white. I don't even have to ask. I know the models are white. They're not black. That's for sure. It would have been simple. It would have been simple. It would have been a W to just simply make the models, you know, the cast and crew. Or, you know, because we got the Aztec, so we got a little bit of Aladdin flair. You could throw some Latin people in that. But I don't trust Adidas. I don't trust Adidas. Just like Boobie Miles didn't trust Adidas, I don't trust them either. So let's get into some of the most wasteful things he spent money on. First one. $3 million wedding ring to Kim Kardashian. How's that working out? I hope you get half back in the divorce. Kim's glam squad. According to Radar Online, West spares no expense to make sure Kardashian looks glamorous at all times. During his Yeezus tour, the rapper reportedly spent $250,000 to have his wife, glam squad, available at all hours. Her trusted stylist, hairdresser, da-da-da. You know what? And I'm not even mad at this. I'm not mad at this. Because do for your woman the best you can, my man. Men work to make money, to survive, and then some people work to make money, to have whatever they want, and this is part of it. So, no, hey, more power to you. But international jet setting, it's giving. If you can't do it, don't buy it. $333,000 a trip. $1,400,000 on flowers. Customizable Birkin. Renting a movie theater for Kim Kardashian's birthday, minimum $5,000. This is actually pretty interesting because I've rented out a movie theater before with a few friends. And maybe because of the location, 35th birthday in California makes sense. But for us, it only cost us $2,000. Louis Vuitton, 2015 Christmas gift to Kim Carr, $39,000. 2014, buying gifts for Northwest, $74,000. Once again, I'm not really hung up on this. I think you should spend for your child as you can. A golden skull for Jay-Z. Now, this is weird, but this was before they fought, but that's weird. Jewelry at BET Award. I'm kind of questioning this because a lot of that stuff is rented anyway. No, No, and that's what I'm getting to. Kanye West is not the best person to make decisions on his own financial reasonings. Diamond encrusted teeth that he didn't even wear past a day. Haircuts, $500 a day. Is that a $500 a day haircut? I don't know, dog. I don't know. But I can't talk. I don't get haircuts. I'm cheap. I just grew my hair out. An armored SUV for $2 million. Cool. I'm okay with this. A little bit of self-care, self-help. Kind of more shocked it costs that much because this is America. Hey, let that man be. You know, men are, hey, we don't talk about Jada's hair, don't talk about Kanye's hair. But I'm just saying, I don't know if I pay $500 for that. All right, let's keep it fair. An apartment in New York City, he's probably renting, making a profit off of that. Hidden villa mansion, can't speak that. Music video, Yeezus season 3 fashion show. You paid this much money just for a bunch of beige, dirty sand ass wearing clothes? Cool. So I say all of this, right, to say what? Am I mad about Kanye West wearing the Black Lives White Lives Matter shirt and calling Black Lives Matter a scam right after the second trailer for Black Panther 2 dropped? Also, stop sending me the trailer. I don't want to see it. Stop asking me. I don't have an opinion on it. I saw the first trailer, and that's all I needed to see. I'm going to go into the movie. I know it's going to be an emotional roller coaster, and I want to feel the full force of that emotion. So I've banned all the words from there. But for me, it makes perfect sense that Kanye West would do something like this because he wants to garner attention for his failing businesses. And he has now become fully invested in the trope that is grifting outrage. It's grifting outrage. It's easy for him to grift outrage. And we could talk about the implications. Like, how bad does this sound? Especially when, you know, everyone who's saying we're worried about his mental health. Well, we're all of Kanye's friends now. We're all the people who supported him coming out and denouncing him. Because it's not for me to denounce Kanye West. Me and Kanye West will never cross paths. The only thing that me and him have in common is the fact that we both lived in Chicago at one point. Like, he's sitting next to Candace Owens, who's a married woman with a child at a fashion show. I'm not to say that she can't be at a fashion show, but she's literally the biggest, she is his female doppelganger. And if word comes out that Kanye West and her had sex, wouldn't be surprised. Cause he's a fan of her. He's talked about how beautiful she is. It's just weird, but for me, it's expected. Kanye West has figured out the easiest way to make money. In his world, isn't through making music because his music's not good anymore. It isn't through making clothes or shoes because they're not desirable. I mean, I've seen a pair of Yeezus, and in my personal opinion, I'll buy Jordans. Clap it. I know where my bread is buttered. I'm really from Chicago. So the things that your clothing line is going to bomb because you basically letting all your contracts expire. You're gonna be selling your shit out of a trunk. Your record deals and your music is subpar. And once again, I completely understand the irony of me on a podcast talking about this dude. But it's not for me to judge him anymore. It's beyond me now. It's above me now, right? So I can't get mad at this. All I can do is document it and present it as such when the time comes for him to eat crow. Because the time's coming. It's coming. And it's just something so, like, it's weird. because this is the alternate universe we're living in, where we know people like Kanye West will be exposed. And when it happens, I'll be able to say, hey man, go talk to those white people. Hear me clap it. I wish I could. If I had it, if it wasn't for the fucking algorithm, I wouldn't be talking about it. But there you have it.